You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Nicole, I got to know, what are you waiting on to be delivered today or tomorrow?
T-shirts, actually. Just
t-shirts.
Some random t-shirts with, no, it's a cow one I actually ordered.
It's hard to hear
Come
you.
Come on, you got to tell us, what's on the shirts?
I might have to look at my Amazon. Just remember what's on them. I raise chickens, and so they definitely have a chicken on them, but I forget which saying if it.
Well, don't say it if it's a naughty saying about chickens.
No, it's not a naughty saying. Like, I have one that says, I raise chickens. I'm literally a chicken tender. So.
Okay, I like that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's
a
solid line.
You should get one
line.
That says, I'm a mother clucker.
Yeah, I've wanted one that says I'm fluent in foul language also. But
also, very good. Okay. Some solid dad jokes here. These are good.
Very nice. Very nice.
How many chickens do you have?
Six right now.
Six chicks,
just,
man.
Just six.
How many? Yeah. How many neighbors hate you?
They actually like them because I give them eggs.
Well, that's what you have to do to make them, you know, get off your back.
Right, and they say
yeah.
that.
And they're like,
but when they close the door and you walk away, what are they turning and saying to each other? Ugh.
Stupid chickens. They stink.
The sound, the smell.
The mice that they're bringing in.
The mice.
How many chickens? How many chickens do you want?
We're actually only legally supposed to have six in our neighborhood. So.
Oh, that's all you can
six?
Have? Yeah, but how many are you gunning for?
She'll have 10.
20
She'll
chickens
10.
Running around.
Yeah.
I'd love to get some silkies. I think they're cute. They're the fluffy ones with like
those
hair, like,
are
feather.
Adorable, aren't they?
So,
are you going to eat these chickens?
No, they're pets. My kids would not let us eat them.
Well, they don't have to know. So how many eggs on an average week do six chickens deliver to you?
They're laying a lot right now, so like 4 to 6 a day right now.
Whoa,
so.
They're busy.
Total.
Yeah, they are. They're all pretty young still. So.
Every single day?
Every single day, 4 to 6 eggs. Yeah.
All right, so let's say average 5, so you're getting about 3 dozen eggs a week.
It's a lot of omelets.
Yeah, about that. It sounds about right.
You ever watch them come out? They're gross.
No, it's not actually.
I've seen a video of them coming out. It's not a video you want to watch twice.
Then you may lose your taste for eggs. Is that
you'll
it?
Never want to eat another egg.
You're basically
again.
Eating a turd. I mean, so
the thing that it comes in, the hole is like it stretches. It's really bad.
Yeah, it's not very attractive.
It's not at all. But hey, you got to get them out somehow. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Nicole, so good luck with your shirt order today. Send us when you get one, take a photo and text it to this same number, okay?
Yeah, model them for us.
Okay. Yeah, all we right. might not see the text until tomorrow morning when we get here, but send them anyway, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's play some rattle off. We're going to give you a category, Nicole. You'll have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples. And this one, I admit, might be kind of challenging, but it's too funny to pass up. We want 5 bands or artists who are named after either a food or beverage. In other words, it's a band or an artist name that has either a food or a beverage in their name.
Oh, my gosh.
10 seconds. Ready and go.
That's a hard one. Meatloaf comes to mind.
Good.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many once you Google it.
When you go Google that, you'll see like 100 of
There's
them.
There's a ton.
Yeah.
So we'll save this one for another time. Well, Chicken Lady, we're so glad you're on the show with us. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Chickens.
Like, what have I just done?
Chickens, man.
Chickens. Ugh. Hey, Jess, what are you waiting to get delivered today?
I'm waiting on my iPhone 15.
Yeah, so is our producer Josh. He gets his today. He's stupid excited about it.
Very excited.
And really, it's just like all the other phones.
Yes, but one less charging cord that I have to keep track of.
Yeah, they just changed the cord, didn't they? That's about it.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
How much you pay for that phone?
After a discount, about $300.
Oh, that's not bad. You got a pretty good trade then. What are you trading in?
iPhone 11.
11 to 15. You'll probably notice a little difference then in speed and camera.
Camera stuff, maybe.
Yeah, camera stuff.
Although the cameras are so good now, honestly, if we can really talk here without people trying to sound pretentious, the difference in the camera from one model to the next, not that strong. The average person is not going to be able to tell the difference.
Unless you're like blowing your photos up to like poster size, you're not going to notice.
Yeah. They're already remarkable cameras. I mean, really, if you think about the camera capabilities we have in our pockets these days, it is mind-blowing.
It's NASA
how
stuff.
Good they are.
It's really good stuff.
It's crazy.
Did you say something about the camera, Jess?
I'm excited about the bigger storage that I got rather than my 11.
Gotcha.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. All right.
That's quite a discount you got. For trading in an 11, you got that big of a discount, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, just traded in. I think I had the 11, and they gave me $800 for it.
Dang.
Yeah. It's a pretty good trade right now.
Dang.
I know.
I'm surprised you would give your phone up.
Well, I wiped it.
I know, but I feel like you
but
are
I also
so
felt
neurotic
like
about
soon
that
as I
stuff.
Turned it in, I was like, does it really clear your data? Like, it's
That's what
in
I'm
there
saying.
Still
I'm surprised
somewhere.
That you, with your neuroses, would give somebody your phone.
But what are they going to get pictures of? Like, the food I've been eating at dinner?
Oh, they'll get all your banking information.
Well, there is that. Whoopsies, oh, Jess.
Jess, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. 10 seconds. Let's go back in time and let's do one that we did not long ago. All right. 10 seconds. Instead of boy bands, give us 5 girl groups. 5 all-girl groups, artists, in 10 seconds. Ready? And go!
Salt and Pepper. I don't know anymore.
Well... you just couldn't think of them because there's
Spice.
Like dozens of them.
Spice yeah. Girl. They have girls in the name, even.
TLC, Destiny's Child, the Bangles, the Go-Go's.
And many more.
And many more. Salt and Pepper. I like that was your one that you came up. Push it. Ah, push it. Although they're not saying push it. You realize that, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you called, Jess. Go have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jess. Bye. Ooh, she's ready to go.
Yeah, she was.
See you later.
She didn't like her category. That's why she just agreed with me about the push it. She's like yeah, I know.
Whatever.
That's what
they're saying. Yeah, see you later,
she's like,
guys.
I don't know what they're saying.
Pitcher.
It's not.
Pitcher, like push a it. Like a water pitcher.
It's what?
What do they say?
You don't know what they're saying?
Mm-mm.
If you listen to that song, do we have it in the system? Hold on. Let's find it. If we got it and can play it, it's not going to play for us. Damn it. I need to get this fixed. I'm going to talk to our management today and get that fixed. But if you listen to Push It,
yeah.
What they're saying is, this is, and then BS.
No, they're not.
Listen to it.
They're not.
this is. Listen.
Listen.
Listen to it.
Listen, Linda. All right, who's next?
Emily. She kindly agreed to hold. Hi, Emily. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
What are you waiting to get delivered today?
I am waiting for some Nikes to come in the mail.
Ooh, fancy.
Describe them.
You know, I have absolutely no idea what they look like because I'm part of a stellar panel, and so Nike sends me products that they have not released yet.
Ooh, I want to be a part of that panel. I have my Nikes on today that my wife got me for Father's Day that I absolutely love, but they are the squeakiest shoes I've ever owned.
Mm. Would you put that in your little review, Emily? They squeak too much?
Yep, do it.
I'm very honest in my reviews.
That's a pretty cool gig. Is that all you do is shoes?
Oh, no, that's just for fun. I am a concierge, so I help a couple of multimillionaires help with their life and organize their
take care of their day.
I feel like we've talked to you before, unless we have more than one concierge listening to our show. Have we talked to you before?
I have not called in before.
So we have more than one.
Yeah, we talked to somebody else. I'm just fascinated by
really
that job, and I love it, actually. I think I would actually like that job.
Do we know the multimillionaires?
I can't say.
Are they?
No, but you can say whether we know them or not.
Would we know
them? In other words, is it just somebody who runs a company that we never would have heard of, or is it somebody famous?
A couple of them are people that many people know of.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, boy.
I am not talking.
You can't.
How do you apply for that job? I mean, how did you get your resume out there to multi-gazillionaires?
Oddly enough, they found me.
Oh, really?
I know, but what was it that attracted them to you?
They didn't just
like go do a Google search or go on Facebook and scroll and
pick
somebody out.
Damn, this girl's got nice Nike shoes. Let's hire her.
They're squeaky, but...
What was your hook, Emily?
I don't know how they found me. He said that he saw my resume on Indeed and went through my job and saw that I did a little bit of everything, and that's kind of what we do at my job now, is a little bit of everything.
Okay.
So there you go, on Indeed.
What industry are they in?
Who's the they?
You're multimillionaires. How many are you doing this for? How many families?
I personally take care of six.
Holy crap. Okay, so the ones that we would know... What industry are they in?
Oh, goodness gracious. Entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay.
This doesn't help me, Dom.
Do they live in Colorado?
Sports? Are they in sports?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes to sports, or yes, do they live in Colorado?
Yes, I hope my boss is not listening to this radio station.
Oh,
right now.
They're not going
to
be able to figure out who these
people
fans.
Are. They're fans.
There are thousands of people in entertainment. It's not going to give it away.
Sports, though, specifically.
Yes.
No, I think she was
Peyton
saying Colorado.
Manning. Is it Colorado, yes, or sports, yes?
Yes.
See, double yes. So it is Peyton Manning.
Oh, maybe it's not. Is it football?
Is it football?
That's as far as I go with those.
You can't do it. Well, if they're listening to us, they're fans of our show, so it's,
yeah,
they're not going to get mad.
And they probably would say, yeah, Emily, that's cool. You do a great job.
And we've probably met them, and we'll be like, yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, we'll tell them. We'll say, hey, we were talking to Emily. She
Peyton Manning was actually in our hallway about a year ago here with the sports station.
Mm-hmm.
He walked over to the hand sanitizing machine, sanitized his hands, turned around and winked at me, and then left.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, he winked at you.
You know what he was saying with that wink? He was like, I'm cleaning these hands so I can see you later.
No, it wasn't.
That's right.
Shut up. All right, Emily.
Shut up.
Shut up.
That's how much do these people pay you to do that, by the way? Is it a good... You don't have to say exactly, but I mean, is working for six families that are multimillionaires, cumulatively, is that a six-figure job?
No.
Really?
Seven-figure job?
No.
Okay.
I'm living in a 380-square-foot apartment right now, trying to do my best. So we're taking care of things.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good.
You better start charging more if you're doing this for six families.
You might need an agent.
Even if each family paid you $50,000 a year.
But she's not getting that. So
let's
say she's getting $90,000 divided by six. She's getting about 15. Perfect. She's getting about $1,000 a month from each family.
Time to raise those rates, Emily.
Not enough.
Wow.
You're worth more than that, Emily. I'm telling you right now.
They found you, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
You're worth it.
Jack that price up.
Let's get you in a 600-square-foot apartment.
I agree.
All right.
How big is your apartment? 350 square feet? Is that what you said?
380
square feet.
Is it just you?
Yeah, well, now it is. It was a roommate for about 4 months.
That actually sounds kind of nice to downsize to 300-something square feet, not have all the clutter and the crap. Yeah, it sounds dreamy.
All she's just got is a bunch of squeaky shoes sitting around.
I do have a wall of shoes, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Wall of shoes.
I feel like you're getting annoyed with us.
Yeah, she's tired of us. So sorry that she called to begin with. Emily, 10 seconds. This one is pretty easy. So don't screw this one up. 10 seconds. Five things that smell bad. Five things that smell bad. Ready and go.
Throw up, dog poop, rotten food, old cheese, and morning breath.
Got it. Got it. You got it.
You're a winner! I want a concierge to work for me so badly.
Well, get Emily. She's a seventh client, and you can pay her super cheap, it sounds like.
I'll get you in on a deal.
It sounds like everybody's already getting a deal. What are you talking about? Listen, you could not be more adorable. If you will stand by, Josh is going to visit with you about your prize, okay?
Nice meeting you, Emily.
Thank you. Likewise.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for putting up with us. She says she's never called again. Oh, wait a minute. Let's go back to her. Emily, one other thing before Josh talks to you. Everyone who's new has never called our show before. We always ask for you to rate us from 1 to 5 stars. So what are you giving us?
Oh, 5 stars. Of course.
Really? Okay.
Thank you for that.
You're very sweet. Thank you so much. All right. Hold on again.
Very sweet. Good. Very good.
We got 5 stars.
Woo.
And she's a professional reviewer. It's not like Kramer. There
what a gig, man.
Here's Corey, who's held to all of this. Corey, what are you waiting on to be delivered today?
Oh, my birthday is coming up on Friday, so I got some gifts coming from my mom and sister tomorrow.
Yeah, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. Do you know what they sent you?
No idea.
Ooh.
What were you asking for?
Oh, I like a good adult, I'm asking for a new bike, so I don't think I'm getting that in the mail, but maybe some money to help towards that.
Very
but
good.
Jeremy's getting a bike in the mail.
I just ordered a bike yesterday, a brand new e-bike, Corey, because they're on sale.
Ooh, I'm hoping for a gravel bike.
Ooh, a gravel bike. That's intense. I'm just going to be riding around my neighborhood.
You know what I want is one of those adult big wheels.
Hey, how about that?
You know, the little three-wheeled thing that kids ride on, but they have the adult-sized big wheels? That's what I want.
You still use your feet to push?
Yeah, I mean, they're pedals. Don't you remember the big wheels? Did you ever have a big wheel when you were a kid?
Of course, I had that little car though too with your little Flintstone feet.
Oh yeah,
no,
that was
no,
the
no,
little
no.
tykes
I'm talking
car,
about
no.
big. No, I'm talking about the big wheels.
Like a big wheel.
Look them up. Google
they
them.
Have an adult one.
They have adult big
front
wheels.
Wheel, yeah,
I think it was a guy locally actually that was making those.
Oh, I don't know. They're cool as hell.
Really neat.
I do want one.
How old are you going to be, Corey?
Turning 30.
Holy crap!
That's pretty exciting.
All downhill from here.
Yeah.
Getting old.
I just read a scientific study yesterday. The scientists say that you become officially an adult at 30 now, they're saying.
Oh,
your brain is fully developed by 30, and that's when they technically now should be calling people adults at 30 years old.
Okay.
So that's you. Congratulations.
Welcome to adulthood, Corey.
Adulting.
Uh-huh. I'm so proud I made it.
Yeah, well done.
Let me ask you something. Let's do, you know, you're roughly a third of the way through your life. How are you rating your life so far? Are you satisfied? Are you disappointed with where you are at age 30? What do you think?
Oh, 10 out of 10. I'm loving it.
Are you?
Are you? That's good to hear.
Do you have a lover?
I got married a few years ago.
Oh, there we go.
Got
there
a dog.
Is.
Feeling really good. Like my job. Things are great. That's
do you awesome. Like your spouse or your dog better?
Oh, definitely my spouse.
Okay.
What
Who
makes
is
them
the spouse?
Yeah,
what is their name?
What makes them so great?
My spouse's name is Audrey. She's great because she's just fun to hang out with.
Where did you meet Audrey?
We met online on Hinge.
All right.
Yeah. What attracted you to Audrey online?
Oh, she actually reached out to me first, and she said she reached out to me because I had a Bible verse in my profile, and that's what we connected over.
What's the verse? I got to know.
Oh, it was in Acts chapter 4, and it was, they noted that they knew nothing. These guys were ordinary men, but they knew Jesus.
Oh, we go to hell.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. So basically the verse was like, these guys weren't really special, but it was the only thing special about them.
Well, look at that.
That's wonderful.
And got you,
how long did you guys date
you
before you tied the knot?
Oh, we dated for like, I think about 2.5 years. Got engaged about after like almost 2 years, and then got married about 6 months later.
Did you guys wait until you were married to start, you know?
Yeah, we did.
Really?
How'd you manage that for 2.5 years? I couldn't do it.
It's impressive.
Just a mutual commitment, you know? Just had to agree early on. With two people going for it, it's really easy.
I guess
were
if
you allowed
both
to go out
it.
And sleep with other people as no, long as you didn't sleep with her?
No.
Well, I'm just wondering.
No,
I mean, it's a fair question.
No.
It's a fair question, but it's not in no way.
That's not what happened. Okay.
Let me ask you, once you finally did get married, how often was it happening?
Oh, I think like most married couples, pretty often at first, and then kind of settled into a more reasonable.
Yeah. I would think after 2 years, you'd be like 3 times a day.
Yeah, you'd be like out of control.
Maybe for you, but not for me.
No, not for you.
How old were you when you got married?
We got married 2 years ago, so I was 28 and she was 29.
There you go. That's
so
cute.
You were a virgin until age 28. I mean, I tell you, I got mad props for you, dude, that you've got that kind of willpower. I don't know how you did it, but
he was in love, man.
You.
When you're in love, you do stuff like that, I guess.
Cheers.
When I'm in love.
That's not love.
Oh, really? Okay.
When you're in lust.
You know, there's an old, Jeremy may have heard this before, Corey, but so I'll just talk to you. But there's an old thing about that frequency of marital relations. And it goes mm-hmm. like this, that on the day you get married, you have a big glass jar next to the bed. And every time mm-hmm. you make love, you put a penny in the jar. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you do that for the first mm-hmm. year, the first 365 days of your marriage. Then, from that point on, for the rest of time, every time you fool around, you take a penny out of the jar.
No.
And they say that no matter how long you live, you'll never empty the jar.
Oh, I do not believe that for a
come
second.
On, Corey, work with me here.
Is that true
Jeremy's
for you?
Married. Jeremy's been married for 17 years. He knows what I'm talking about.
Shoot.
That's a realization shoot. Like,
shoot.
Yeah. 2 years. Yeah. We'll talk to you in about another 5.
It slows down, Corey.
Give us a call.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're such a good guy. What do you do for a living?
I'm a rocket scientist.
Oh, that's cool. What are you working on right now?
Rocket engines. So I'm in the ignition systems team, so I work on getting the engines started.
Yeah, but for which nice. Which rocket right now?
Ursa Major Technologies. We don't build rockets. We just build engines.
You're a smart dude, Corey.
What rockets are using those engines?
Oh, we have a lot of customers. We have a customer called Phantom Space, customer called Astra, customer called Strato Launch, who goes for a hypersonic flight. They're really cool.
That's neat, Corey.
I'm listening to the audio book wow. of the biography of Elon Musk, and there's a whole bunch of it, obviously, about SpaceX, because I'm a mm-hmm. science nerd big time. And it is fascinating, all the stuff that's going on and changing the materials to stainless steel and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's really fascinating. So I'm envious of your gig. How's that?
Yeah, it's pretty fun day to day. I'm pretty thankful.
And your sex life. We're envious of both your job and your
You're lighting
your
that engine
life.
Too, buddy.
Yeah. No wonder. Right. He's in orbit right now.
Mm-hmm. We have ignition.
No wonder you said so you're a 10 for 10. That's great, man.
You are good a good guy, you. Corey. Thank you.
Have you called our show before?
I have not. First time.
So you got to rate us from 1 to 5 stars. What do we get?
Oh, I'll give you a 5. Great to talk to.
Hey, right on. Make
you're
sure
really
you
nice,
Yelp us,
man.
All right? Thank you.
Yeah. Corey, sure. We enjoyed the hell out of it. You have a great day, and thank you for being on the show, okay?
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.